Day 142. Elisha has Elijah's spirit. 2 Kings 2:13 through 22. Elijah's cape lay nearby. It had fallen from his shoulders during the whirlwind. Elisha picked it up, walked back, and stood on the riverbank. He took the cape and hit the water. "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he said. Again, the river divided, and Elisha walked across on dry land. On the other side, the prophet's followers were waiting. "Elisha has Elijah's spirit," they declared, and bowed down to Elisha. "Let us send 50 men to search for your master. Maybe he's falling into the valley." "No, don't send them," Elisha replied. But they urged him until he gave in and said, "Send them." For 3 days they searched, but didn't find Elijah. When they returned, Elisha said, "Didn't I tell you not to go?" People from Jericho came to Elisha. "This city is beautiful," they said, "but the water is bad and the land doesn't give us fruit. Bring me a brand new bottle and fill it with salt." Throwing the salt in the city spring, Elisha spoke, "The Lord says, I've made this water healthy. No sickness or death will come from it again." Jericho has had good water ever since. Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why did the river divide for Elisha? And why couldn't the men find Elijah? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.